Pen Pals, Chapter 2, Shared Dreams.
I've known Josh for a few months as an inmate, connecting through a social media group for inmates and those on the outside. Our bond was immediate. He never judged me. We communicated through calls, texts, and the app, but the shared dreams we had, almost identical, were what truly brought us together. Lately, the line between dreams and reality has been blurry. The same dream, night after night, a picnic, the two of us. It's always the same with the same dream, but it's just a dream, right?
Josh, there's something I have to tell you about the dreams we've had. When we compare the picnic, the blanket, the sandwiches, even the bottles of water...
With the same exact dream? That's weird.
I thought so too, and I thought maybe I was overthinking it, but it's so vivid, it's too real to be a coincidence.
I've had the same dream every night this week. I didn't want to freak you out, but now that you say it, it's like I was really there with you.
Josh, there's something else, but you need to come see me.
I'll be there, just hang in there. And I knew it was more than just a random dream, something greater.
I began packing my bags.